There's a saying in the West, whiskey is for drinking, water is for fighting. And across the West, there are water masters to stop those fights. During the hot, dry summer months, water masters are essentially water cops. Their job is to keep the peace among farmers whose livelihoods depend on a limited water supply. Austin Jenkins, with the Northwest News Network, recently went on patrol with a water master in Washington State's Walla Walla Basin.
Watermaster Bill Nevy steers his Chevy truck down a rutted farm road. He stops and gets out at the headgate to an irrigation ditch. The headgate is a vertical metal plate that can be raised or lowered by a crank to regulate the amount of water that flows under it. Here, water is diverted from the Walla Walla River so farmers can water their crops.
Now, this ditch serves 1,100 acres, but I just regulate it here at the headgate.
Nevy is carrying a homemade measuring stick. It resembles an old-fashioned wooden spanking paddle. He sticks it into the water that's flowing through the headgate and makes some calculations.
So they're diverting 8 cubic feet per second right now, which is about one more than what they should be. And so I'll have to cut that back.
Nevy turns a rusted wheel on the headgate, lowering the gate. Less water flowing into this ditch means more water for other farmers downstream. Back in his truck, Nevy phones the manager of this ditch.
Hello, Tom. Hi, this is Bill Nevy, watermaster. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I dropped down the ditch a little bit, about 450 gallons a minute.
Nevy is probably the only guy in the Walla Walla Basin who can get away with messing with another farmer's water. He's responsible for enforcing a 19th century code of Western water law. It boils down to this: the farmers who got here first have the first right to water. In the Walla Walla Basin, the most senior water rights date back to the mid-1800s.
So the people that have the most senior priority date on their water right, if they're downstream and they don't have sufficient water to satisfy their water right, then I have to look upstream and see who's running that has the most junior right and start regulating those people or shutting their pumps off.
Out here, no water means sagebrush instead of crops. It's Nevy who shuts off the pumps during the hot summer months when the river levels drop. You might think a government regulator like Nevy would be looking down the barrel of a shotgun once in a while, but he says it's never happened in his 17 years here. Well, there was one veiled threat from an old-timer.
There was some disagreement as to whether he really needed to shut off or whatnot, and, you know, they're referencing, well, you know, back when I was younger, I'd get my shotgun and we'd take care of it that way, things like that.
Nevy is more good cop than bad cop. He does have the power of arrest, but prefers to talk things out. In the old days, Nevy says watermasters weren't always diplomats.
I mean, I hear stories of the watermaster going out and pulling people's pumps out of the creek and whatnot. And I mean, that's just something that wouldn't happen today.
Over the years, there have been cases of people stealing water. Maybe not as bad as cattle rustling, but still a serious violation of the law. Nevy says for the most part, though, farmers around here police themselves. But Chuck Maiden, a farmer and former county commissioner, says there'd be trouble without a watermaster.
You have to have a watermaster. Has to be. I think if you didn't, you'd have a water war going on in some areas.
As if to prove the point, Nevy, back in his truck, picks up a voicemail from the county sheriff.
There was one landowner that had gone on to an adjacent landowner's property to open a headgate, and that person didn't want him on his property, so he called the sheriff's office.
Nevy has a postcard on his desk that shows two farmers swinging at each other with shovels. The caption reads, "Discussing water rights, a Western pastime." That's why across the arid West, you'll find watermasters like Bill Nevy working to keep the peace. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins.